Peace and blessings. This is DBJ. Welcome to the Cold World Podcast. And today, we're talking stereotypes, black versus white athletes, and who's better. Let's go.
Vibrating, and I'm like, God.
Yeah.
But I forgot that, like, my text will keep vibrating until I read it.
Hey, babe, you know what ain't no damn stereotype, though? Mm. Remember you were asking me last night about the, what was that you were watching? Was that Lock Up or Lockdown? What the fuck, which one was that?
It was a documentary on HBO.
Toe tag parole or something, yeah. Shit like that. Now, I'm going to tell you real quick, though, that it ain't no damn stereotype. When we used to, remember we were talking about the white-black line and shit in prison when you go on to...
Yes, that's why I asked you. Because I said, look, like, I just noticed that now that you pointed it out as I was watching.
That's real, though. Because at Fox Lake, when we go in there, it was a white and black line. But this shit used to be crazy, right? And this ain't no stereotype, but, like, you know, in jail and prison shit, like, in the morning time when you get up to go to, like, breakfast or lunch or, you know, dinner or whatever, especially in the morning time, like, when you go in there to wash up and shit, because it's a big-ass, you know, bathroom. You go in there to wash up and stuff like that. I'm telling you, most of the time, more times than not, you would see a lot of white dudes going in there. They wouldn't, like, they would piss. They wouldn't wash their hands. Like, they wouldn't put no soap or water on their hand. And they would just throw water on their face. Or throw water in their hair and comb their hair and shit. And then they would go right, get in chow line, and want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And sit at the chow line in the chow hall. It's only four people to a table. They ain't brushed their teeth or nothing. They want to talk to you. They got sleep falling out their eyes and shit.
I think that's true with all races. I think there are some gross people in every race. I'm sorry.
What you mean?
I'm gonna debunk your stereotype on
no,
that.
No, I'm saying no, but a lot of time it is though. Even out here in the world, right?
Yes.
Even out here in the world, a lot of times. Okay, here. A lot of times, if you go into a public bathroom, it could be at a restaurant, like at anywhere, right? If you see someone coming out the bathroom and ain't putting no soap or water on their hands, more times it's a white person. Then white males, sometimes they don't put soap on their hands. They go in the bathroom.
I'm debunking that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying your family ain't like that.
No, I know. I'm just debunking that because I've seen...
But you ain't been there, though.
Not in the men's room, but I've been in the women's.
No, I'm saying in the prison.
Oh.
Why would I just make that up?
I'm not saying you're making it up. I'm just saying...
Because the black dudes and the Latino dudes, like, we'll be putting soap and water on our face, brushing our teeth, you know what I'm saying? Brushing our hair and shit, putting lotion, you know what I'm saying? Getting ready, you know what I'm saying? Brushing our hair and shit, you know what I'm saying? Making, you know what I'm saying? Going there, because you want to go and sit down at the table. You want to talk. If you want to talk to people, you don't want to be smelling and shit.
Right.
You got to put soap and water on your face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, I seen it out here, even at work. I seen a dude at work. I ain't saying where I work at. I seen a dude, as a matter of fact, this was recently. I seen him, it was an older man. He had to be in like his 60s. Dude went to the bathroom. We only got two bathrooms at work. Dude went in the bathroom, and because I went in there after he did to fucking wash my hands and shit. And when I came out, he came out a couple minutes later. I could tell he hadn't washed his hands because I didn't hear the water running or none of it. Because we had one of them old sinks.
Yeah.
Where you turn it on, you can hear the faucet.
Yeah.
He came right out. He was in there too quick. You can't shit and leave out the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? He didn't come out like pat his hands with soap and water, not like they're ready to take the dog out.
Yes.
All right, I'm sorry. Let me take a cigarette. I'm not trying. I'm just saying, though. I used to see. I see it at the restaurant when I was working at Carnivore. Any restaurant I worked at, I seen it. Sometimes I'm saying it wasn't all the time. I'm saying, but...
I believe you, I'm just saying... When I did see it...
Oh, no, I mean, that goes without saying. It's nasty people in every race. It's nasty anything that lives. But I'm saying, but it would be them a lot of times. It just is. Why is that? That's home training.
It's lazy.
It's lazy. Let me grab a jacket. Hold up. Here, I'll be back around and take your brother out. Ooh. Yeah, but that black and white line is real. When I got to Fox Lake, I saw that shit when I walked into the chow line. I was like, dang, the black versus white line. Just like they thought, like, Obama was a Muslim just because of his name.
Right.
They stereotyped him. Remember they got mad at him for wearing that tan suit?
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
Like, what the fuck? Like, you guys are mad about the type of suit he wears?
Look how nice.
That's crazy. We're on the elevator heading and taking the dog out. Get some cancer in our body. Newport 100. Back. Mm-hmm. Charlie needs his nails cut. You can hear his dog. His nails. Great for you. See, that ain't no stereotype. All the white dudes out here canoeing, the rowing, that ain't no stereotype, baby. Do you see any black people on that canoe and that rowing stuff? You see, no, look. And look who's out here cleaning up, the Latinos.
Okay.
All the ladders and shit.
And then we'll take it up by the court.
See? They're out here canoeing. You don't see nobody black out there. What? They're out here canoeing. It's crazy. We're talking about stereotypes and what people like to do and all that kind of stuff. So we live, you know. I'm not going to say where we live and shit like that, but they're out here canoeing and shit. And it's all white people. They look like they're having a good time, though.
However,
they're having a good time.
But it's a different lens, because when I looked, I wasn't looking to see what color they were.
But I already knew
it. But that's what the first thing you look for.
And it's cold out here, too. And that ain't no dang stereotype.
Because
look, I got a jacket. I'm
done.
I got a coat on.
I'm done. End of tape. I'm done.
And
I'm finally doing the lights. I only complained about that 3 months ago.
You complained about that one? That's
yes.
You.
Yes. I called the city.
Do you feel guilty?
No. Do your fucking
life. Oh, yeah. They're mad. They're up there. You can hear them. They're mad.
They're probably, like, trying to figure out who complained about something that they
didn't. Right. They're mad that they have to do their damn job. I'm sorry. I'm ready to go in and watch. Didn't get in yet.
Stretch your legs. Oh, yeah.
But see, I don't get mad when shit when people stereotype me because I'm on parole. They stereotype me every time I fill out for a damn job.
I'm sure, yes.
And they tell me no and shit. That's why I gotta hold on to this damn job I got, so I can get off parole. Yeah, I guess.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Peace and blessings, and enjoy the rest of your day. And I'll catch you on the next one.